So we're here with Rosalie Gravel, one of the mayoral candidates for the municipality of Bryson. Rosalie, hello.
How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So could you, to start off here, could you tell us a little bit about your background, both professionally and in politics as well?
I do not have a lot of political background. I have been in the business world for about 30 years now. I'm telling my age, oops. But I've touched different departments within different organizations, whether it be facilities and maintenance. I've worked in security, dealing with enhanced reliability, secret, top secret. I've worked in the maintenance, dealing with, you know, trying to get people to understand better ways on how we could enhance some of the facilities, some of the piping systems into different buildings. And I finally rested on finance and payroll. So that's currently the position I hold now, dealing a lot with budgets and reconciliations and those types of things. Yeah.
And so this is in federal government there in the city, or...?
I do work in the city. I work for the Professional Institute for Public Service Canada.
Okay.
And I've been there for a few years now. I've pretty well always been in the city, you know, dealing with different departments. I did work for a contractor for the federal government where we dealt with the radar system from coast to coast up north. So definitely know what it's like to... have to do a job in tight constraints and weather-wise, and that was quite interesting.
And so how long have you been living in the municipality of Bryson there?
I'm almost 3 years here. I grew up in, born and raised in Chartres, so I'm definitely a Pontiac girl, and in Bryson for about 3 years. I'm involved in a couple of the committees here in town, and that's kind of got me looking at the changes I'd like to see in the municipality and just trying to see where I can help out the best that I can.
And so what do you like the most about the municipality of Bryson specifically?
The people. The people are so friendly and so willing to help, and they take such pride in their town, what it was, you know, and what it could be too. As I'm walking around talking to different people and introducing myself, there's a lot of really good ideas out there, and you know, I take note of some of them. So if I get in, I'll definitely be going back to talk to those people and say, okay, you know, this is what you suggested. Let's get you on a committee, get your ideas going, and you know. Yeah, and just try to get more community involvement. I know because of COVID, it's been very restricted over the last 2 years. So I'm just kind of hoping we can elaborate on some of their suggestions.
And so what prompted you to run in this election?
What prompted me? I want to see change. As an outsider looking in, an outsider, I mean, I wasn't born and raised here in Bryson. I can see a lot of changes coming down the pipe. Like, for instance, our garbage, you know, there's different ways that we could definitely do some composting. Well, if we could get some projects going that way in our waste management, you know, it's one lady I was speaking with just last night, she's proposing possibility of some community gardens using the compost from the different from people, and I thought that was an awesome idea. So, you know, there's definitely some changes out there that could be done. So, you know, it's when you're here all the time, things just become a normal, you know, a normal day to day. So I think I could not necessarily shake things up, but just give a different perspective of with new eyes or new blood, so to speak, as I'm hearing.
And just sort of to build off of that, what do you think over the last 4 years, what do you think of the current council's record or their accomplishments during that period of time?
I think they've accomplished a lot of things. And I know, again, coming back to COVID restrictions, things have better, like they haven't been able to do as much as they would have liked, I think. Of course, being a new person in, I see different visions, but, I do think that they did the best that they could do with the time and the atmosphere that they were given at the time. Yeah.
And so if you are elected, looking ahead to the next term there, what would your priorities be?
My priorities? I want to look at our water system. I'm hearing a lot of issues. People are saying that, they do have some concerns. So I'd like to sit with a committee and find out really what is going on. Try to do some brainstorming with my current counselors to see what it is that we can do, what the problems are, and, how we can go forward in the next 4 years. I'd also like to work with the Ministry of Transportation to have our main street paved. Now, that was, it used to be, back years and years ago, the main highway in and out of town before Highway 148 was built bypassing Bryson. So, therefore, it belongs to the Ministry of Transportation. So, I'd really like to work with them to see, where we are on the list as to paving options. And of course, one of the other main ones would be my vision for waste management and really taking a look at that and seeing how we can maybe reduce the waste, get more composting, more recycling going, and hopefully get a committee that will be designated specifically for that.
And so if you were standing on a doorstep in Bryson there and talking to a voter there, what would you say, what would your pitch be to them to convince them to vote for you and not your opponent?
Well, number one, I would never tell them not to vote for my opponent because it is definitely their decision. Although my pitch would be I want to bring change to the community. I want to enhance on our beauty. Like our town is a beautiful town. We're right on the skirts of the Ottawa River. So I'd really like to work on tourism. How can we get, those boaters that are on the water all summer, how can we get them to come to Bryson? So in enhancing the tourism and of course, talking about my waste management plans. And the main thing, my core values are communication, honesty, and transparency. So I have encouraged people to, if elected, please come to me. On my actual poster, I've indicated my cell phone number as well as my email address. And I've asked the people to please contact me, so I can bring forth their ideas and their concerns. Like I am hearing a lot of concerns, and they're not concerns to be swept under the rug by no means. So I want to hear from the people because that is who I represent, is the people of the town.